call this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court Special Meeting on November 14, 2012 at 9:32 a.m. for the purposes of one agenda item, item A under County Clerk, which is to consider and possibly approve or an order canvassing the results of November 6, 2012 general election in accordance with Election Code Section 67.003. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, with Commissioner Arnold being out of town at a Conference of Urban Counties meeting. And so I will sign the order canvassing the November 6, 2012 general election. Is there anything else to come before this meeting, Ms. Clerk?
Judge, can I have just a minute?
Yes, sir, please.
A year and a week ago, this court appointed me to serve in the capacity as the Chief Judicial Officer for County Court at Law Number 1. And today, with your canvassing of that vote, Gerald Edens now becomes eligible to sign the oath of office, which will officially end the term to which you appointed me. And I wanted to take this opportunity today to publicly thank this Commissioner's Court for giving me the opportunity to swear before God to faithfully perform the duties of that office, and I think I've done that. But I also wanted to thank a host of people who make that court run. I want to start with Carolyn Guidry and her staff. I put some nearly impossible burdens on her staff. She would testify to that.
Thank you, Tom.
Carolyn, they performed remarkably. They were so generous and so kind to me, and I'm sure they complained privately, but they didn't complain publicly, and I so appreciate that because they allowed us to accomplish some things that otherwise we would not have been able to accomplish. I wanted to say a special thank you to Shedrick Williams, who is the bailiff of the 58th Judicial District Court. Shedrick filled in when my bailiff retired. I didn't think it appropriate for me to try to hire somebody for a six-month period of time, so we worked, and he often worked two courts at the same time. But we saved the taxpayers those expenses and created in my mind some ideas that I'll be sharing publicly at another time about how courts can run more efficiently. And I want to say a special thank you to Bunny Wimberly, who, as many of you will know, is the court reporter at County Court Number 1, who suffered an incredibly, almost career-ending injury in May that she struggled through and is now back almost to 100% full speed. To Ann Landry, who I hired the first month after beginning that job when my court coordinator retired, she knew nothing. She came to me from private practice, and she did a remarkable job. I am so pleased that she hired on in the criminal courts and will stay with the county because she is a tremendously wonderful talent. To Tom Maness, who allowed me to serve for a year and who's agreed to take me back, thank you, sir.
And give me a raise.
You know, kind of the standard joke in the judicial community is when you're there that the judge is the lowest paid lawyer in the courtroom. Judge Sheffield, early on in my tenure, welcomed me to that fraternity, the fraternity of the lowest paid lawyers in the courtroom. I'm not sure that's always the case, but it's certainly the state could do a better job paying its judges than they do, and maybe one day they'll come to that realization. And then finally to my family, who put up with some sacrifice during this year and put up with my musings and fretfulness over some of the decisions I was called upon to make, some of which are incredibly important to the economy of this area and Pitt. As you know, the Trans-Canada Pipeline Company against local landowners and some incredibly important litigation to the future of this state and to the private rights of landowners in Jefferson County and around the state. And that's an area that's going to continue to be incredibly important in the jurisprudence of the state of Texas. But all in all, it could not have happened had you gentlemen not appointed me to that, and I owe you a debt of gratitude, and thank you so much. It's been a privilege to serve.
Thank you for the job that you did, Tom. I know you did a great job whipping that docket into order and leaving Gerald Edens a much less of a burden than what he otherwise would have faced had you not been there. So we thank you for the job you did and for your willingness to take a pay cut to go do it. I know the Judge Manus is ready to get you back up there, and we're ready at the Commissioner's Court to have you back in here.
Judge Rugg, I just echo Judge Brannick's comments, and you did an outstanding job, as I knew you would. You've been a fixture around this courthouse for many, many years, and I really look to your wisdom and your knowledge, and you just did an excellent job. Appreciate it.
Judge, I'll say this, and I said Judge Rugg. I always call Mr. Manus Judge.
But judge.
You know, I appreciate what you provide to us, and sometimes you don't really realize it's something like Commissioner Weaver said, your wisdom and knowledge of this court and this courthouse and the family is very important. And Judge Maines, I appreciate you sometimes giving the latitude when we call down, and if it was a question that we felt comfortable with talking to Judge Maines, letting us talk to him. I really appreciate that because it benefits this court, and that's what's very important about this process. We really appreciate what you have done for us, and we appreciate what you'll do for us in the future. Thank you for doing that.
And also, Judge, I want to thank you also for the leadership you've given me in the 4 years that I've been on this court. You left this past year, and we had some Attorney Wiggins. He was there, and I know he leaned on you. But I did hear Ms. Gidry complain. It wasn't, I'm not going to, wasn't publicly like you said.
Until now.
But she did it graciously, and she said that we're going to try and do what we can with what we have. So thank you. But I also want to say that I thank the citizens of Jefferson County Precinct 3. There's three ways I always say you should run. You should run unopposed, it's the best way, scared, and then against somebody you know you can beat, but you still can't assume that. So I ran unopposed, and that's a blessing that they had that confidence in me. And I think we have a working court as well as a judicial system, county clerk's office, that represents people. And it makes me feel good to come to work. Judge says all the time he can tell when I come on the fourth floor because it gets real loud. He tells me that, and it's because I enjoy coming to the building and seeing faces that care about people. Thank you.
Okay, if I may. yes, it was a great burden, but I'm glad to say that Judge Rugg has really moved that docket tremendously. I mean, docket was on overload. It's like it had been a standstill for years since I've been here. By the grace of Teresa Goodness and my supervisor, Becky Garcia, they did do a wonderful job, I think, on complimenting your office. But one thing I did learn is that my office is always up for a challenge. We love an aggressive judge, and I wish everyone would follow your lead, Judge Rugg. Thank you.
All right, anything further? And then we are adjourned, and the vote is canvassed.